The Ogni Santi Madonna. Like the crucifix of Santa Maria Novella, the Ogni Santi Madonna very soon became an undisputed model for all painting in the 14th century, especially in central Italy. Many details indicate that in the work's formulation and in the choice of the saints, as well as for the colors of the garments, Giotto must have received the advice of a learned friar from this Florentine convent. The Madonna's white gown, relatively rare in coeval painting, alludes to her virginity, while the two angelic figures dressed in green on either side of the throne express concepts of a strong spiritual importance. The angel on the left bears a precious crown, an attribute of Mary as Queen of Heaven, while the other one offers the child a pyx containing the host, a clear allusion to his future passion. The unusual absence of St. Peter may be motivated by the work's explicit dedication to the Virgin Mary. The work's iconographic structure appears substantially the same as that of the large icons of the 13th century, but in reality, every aspect is totally renewed on the conceptual level, not only from the viewpoint of stylistic expression, but also on the spiritual and devotional levels. Once again, Giotto creates an image that is extraordinarily plausible on both the physical and material levels, that also renders a solemn dignity to the sacred characters. With a trace of a smile, the Madonna looks like a benevolent matron, possibly inspired by ancient sculptures, while the child brings to mind the calm solemnity of sculptures of the Imperial Roman epoch. The original location of this imposing painting inside the Church of Ogni Santi is still today the subject of debate by scholars. In the past, it was believed to have been done for the high altar or for one of the altars in the partition wall, while today it is believed to have been intended for the altar of a confraternity adjoining the Church of Ogni Santi or for an altar near the counter facade.